This is, you know, one of the largest arts projects that the Arts College has ever engaged in.
It is the visual representation of the humanities at Cornell. We have this musical masterpiece that represents all of our questions. And this is very rare, that you can combine or find an object that allows you to ask historical, sociological, literary, theological, and scientific questions.
It's based on actually two different instruments, both of them built by the master builder of the late 17th century in North Germany, Arp Schnitger.
Once again, B flat.
The main players were the researchers and craftsmen at the Gothenburg Organ Art Center at the University of Göteborg in Sweden, working alongside me and my colleague David Yearsley here at Cornell. And then, of course, we collaborated with craftsmen here locally to actually build the instrument, the people at Parsons Organ Builders in Bristol near Canandaigua, and of course Chris Lowe here locally, who worked with Pete DeBoer to build the case. Led, I should say, artistically and really in every way by Munetaka Yokota. He's, I think, one of the world's, if not the world's greatest builder of this kind of instrument. We've had many, many volunteers from the local community helping out as the organ has been installed, from unpacking the containers to actually some of the very intricate work with the voicing. There's been enormous local interest, which is very gratifying and very exciting.
Okay. All the techniques that were done here were copied by techniques that were thought to be used by Schnitger.
The case is it's all coarse on white oak. And it's an elegantly simple box. If you take away the moldings and the decorations, it's really constructed of 1 3/8 thick boards, and they're all mortise and tenon together with pegs, and it made it it's a very traditional joinery technique, and it's a lot, many hundreds of years of that kind of joint have been holding things together, and so it was nothing new for me, that technique, but on a much grander scale than I'm used to. So, and then the decorations, of course, are wonderful molding shapes that are copied from the German organs.
Anything metal you see for covers, for accessing the valves that are internal, are all hand-forged by a blacksmith in Sweden. The bellows, these four total bellows are designed to provide enough air to play the organ under a variety of winding conditions, and this is done by pumping one bellows at a time. And this is done in a relatively slow and even pattern so that the fluctuations of the wind are kept to a minimum to keep that's going to affect the music and how that's played.
What I'm doing is called voicing, and voicing is the adjustment of the volume and timbre and controlling the speech, which makes the sort of consonant of the sound, the sound right at the beginning of the sound, as well as this steady state of the sound on each pipe and each stop and as an entire organ. And then at the end, I have to tune this entire organ.
How many pipes are there?
Oh, I don't remember exact numbers, but something like 1,820 some pipes.
Mm-hmm.
instrument is designed specifically to play music from the 17th and 18th centuries. So its real strength will be the big North German repertoire from the late 17th century. One thinks of composers like Dietrich Buxtehude and his contemporaries. But it's also going to be ideal for the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, so later into the 18th century, as well as Bach's sons and even 19th century German composers Mendelssohn and Brahms. And I'm thinking that, in fact, it's going to be a very inspiring and exciting vehicle also for new music.
It is not just an organ for, let's say, the music department. My students and I could follow a history of science, of a craft, of socioeconomic development, of approaches to aesthetics. Just by following the history of this particular piece, there will be somebody from what interested in the physics of sound or the history of ideas, or a musicologist, or you have somebody who's interested in how air moves.
You know, certainly the social sciences will have a heyday looking at how a big complex thing like this comes to be. I was interested in the material science of this and how do you control the structure and properties of the materials. To get a sound or an effect that you like. And of course, when an organ like this was originally built, this was all done by trial and error. And somehow or another, they came by trial and error to an interesting set of answers. And now, probably only in the last 25 years or 30 years, do we really have the tools to look in there and answer the questions? You know, what problem did they solve by trial and error that we could understand from a scientific perspective?
Significant role of the humanities is to preserve culture, to remember culture, to understand culture, and this organ is just directly, you know, almost a physical manifestation of that mission. And every time it's played, every time we listen to it, we'll be participating in that exercise, which is just so fundamental to what we do.